With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House says there is a Trump ultimatum for Israel.
President Donald Trump has ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas says that it has accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war. Trump wrote on social media that Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly, saying that right now it's far too dangerous to do that, indicating that discussions were underway to work out the details. Some of the elements that Hamas says they have accepted includes giving up power and releasing all remaining hostages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hamas' response fell short of Israel's demands that the group surrender and disarm. Another vote to fund the government has failed in the Senate, and there's no end to the stalemate in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is blasting Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and his party for refusing to compromise.
I just don't know how they sustain this position. They've walked themselves, and Schumer has led them into this down this rat hole. And I don't know how they get out of it right now. But it's going to take we need five of them to flip.
Senator Thune spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered another strike on a small boat carrying drugs off Venezuela. It expands what the Trump administration has declared as an armed conflict with cartels. In a social media post yesterday, Hegseth asserting that the vessel was trafficking narcotics and those aboard were narco-terrorists. The strike killed four men. Apple and Google blocked downloads of phone apps that flagged sightings of U.S. immigration agents just hours after the Trump administration demanded that one particular popular iPhone app has been taken down. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said such events and tracking on customs agents is a problem. This is SRN News. Christians are coming together in North Carolina after a deadly shooting.
The deaths of three people and injuries to five motivated Pastor Devon Barnum of Southport Baptist Church to respond with care as Jesus would. He organized a vigil at his church, which drew between 800 and 1,000 people, according to Baptist Press. During the vigil, first responders and pastors from the area led attendees in prayer for the victims and the community, as well as the suspect. George Williams, SRN News.
Christian Today reports a nurse in the U.K. has been suspended from her duties for misgendering a convicted pedophile. Jennifer Melly was suspended after she referred to the patient's biological male sex when discussing treatment with a doctor and addressed the patient as Mr. The patient, who claims to be a woman but is serving time at a high-security men's prison, is then alleged to have racially abused Melly. This is SRN News. Chicago mass transit is starting to feel the effects of the government shutdown.
White House Budget Director Russell Vogt says the administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, the latest collateral effects of the government shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Vogt says the move is intended to, quote, ensure funding is not flowing via race-based contracting. Bob Agner reporting.
Pro-Palestinian protesters have approached the gates of the Italy soccer team's training center to demand its upcoming World Cup qualifier against Israel is not played because of the war in Gaza. The protest was part of a national strike by more than 2 million people rallying up and down the peninsula. The protesters were also reacting to an aid mission blocked by Israeli forces. Italy scheduled to host Israel in Udine on October 14th. UEFA has been considering suspending Israel over the war. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.